I knew a chap from Galway who bought up half the West End. He came to me for a bank loan, put a zero at the end.
Part of a number from Anglo the Musical and the song title, Put a Zero on the End, He's a Friend.
Put a zero on the end, he's a friend.
It's the story of our times. I think if Jonathan Swift was alive today, he'd want to write about Anglo-Irish Bank. I think it's the most significant episode in our history since independence.
That's the writer Paul Howard, who admits it was difficult to parody the folly of the Celtic Tiger years because the reality was so insane.
There's a bar in Dublin that during the years the Celtic Tiger was selling a cocktail called Minted. And Minted was 200-year-old brandy, fine champagne and gold flakes on the top. Each Minted cost 750 euros. And they sold them, and they sold them to bankers. I saw quite a lot of bankers drinking them in there. I don't know. It was impossible to exaggerate. I mean, satire is about, and parody, they're about sort of finding something that's true and distorting it slightly and creating a cartoon image of it. But there was so much of what happened during the Celtic Tiger, it was difficult to improve on it in comic terms.
We are where we are.
Set on an island called Inish Dull, a metaphor for pre-boom Ireland, the story revolves around a modest couple and the arrival of an ambitious relative.
Jimmy arrives on the island. He sets up the first branch of Anglo-Irish Bank on the island, and he points out to them that they're underborrowed, that they're debt poor. You know, these almost Orwellian terms that they used to use during the years of the Celtic Tiger to describe people. He persuades them to borrow 890 million to build an apartment and shopping complex on the island. So it's really the story of how it unravels from there for them, for the bank, and for the country as well.
I'm playing a character called Bertie, who was once a man of great power in the whole setup and has kind of fallen from grace a little bit, but kind of gets out while the going's good.
That's the actor David O'Mara.
I think I'm channeling a lot of cheekiness, a lot of chutzpah, as they would say in Yiddish, an element of somebody who kind of, you know, charms their way around a lot of situations. Well, I personally happen to think he's a very good-looking chap. He dresses very well. He dons a nice mustard jacket in this show, which I think gives him it works well with the skin tones.
There has been some US interest in the musical, but producer Darren Smith is not convinced that everyone will get the joke.
I don't think people would get it outside Ireland. I think Irish people obsess about what people overseas are thinking about. If they don't know about Anglo, they don't even know about the Celtic Tiger.
Healthy ticket sales suggest that people need something to smile about, even if it is about the bank that landed Irish taxpayers with a bill of 29 billion euro.
It's going to shape our lives for generations to come. You know, you go to Dublin Airport this morning, you go to the Departures Lounge, that's the manifestation of what happened in this country for 11 and a half years when we thought we had a booming economy. And yeah, it all makes me angry, all of it.
We're all billionaires.